Welcome to Module 5, Do. Can you believe we're finally here? You've put in so much work to complete the first 4 phases, and let's be honest, that was not a short walk in the park. Shame has been a formidable opponent in the process of insight building and readiness development, and yet you've continued to show up and do the work necessary to name it, make space for it, and move through and past it. And in your hard work, you've set us up beautifully for this final part of the process, the implementation or action phase. We know this isn't technically the first time we've put our goals and needs into action. You've been balancing insight and action throughout the entirety of this program, building the reflexive muscles for doing and distress tolerance. Now, phase 5 is broken down similar to much of the work that we've done thus far into the 4 pillars of our TFAC system: thoughts, feelings, actions, and connections. Remember, authentic, meaningful, and sustainable change can't happen with action alone. We have to address each of these areas. And as such, you'll see that the modules of this phase are broken down into their respective TFAC pillars. So Module 1 is going to address thoughts. Modules 2 through 4 will focus on feelings, both emotions and physical connection with the body. Modules 5 and 6 will handle the action work, looking at how we talk and act. And finally, modules 7 and 8 will focus on connections, and in particular, thinking about how to build supportive connections with people around you. Module 9 will be our wrap-up module, where we'll tie together any loose ends and remind ourselves that this work is never done, and that the skills and insights developed throughout this program will be what we call on throughout our lives. Now, just a few notes I want to make before we get started. I first want you to sit and be honest with yourself. Do you feel ready to begin this final leg of the work? Now, I don't mean whether or not you're anxious or overwhelmed with the idea of the work, because remember, you'll never feel ready to make a change. The very definition of change means that we're going against the grain or disrupting a norm. That is going to cause you some sort of pressure and distress, no matter what we do to prepare. This is where you can call on distress tolerance and motivation amplification skills and lean into the work that we've done so far. What I mean here when I ask this question, though, is have you taken the time to do the work fully of phases 1 through 4 in a way that sets you up to engage in phase 5 with the greatest depth and readiness? Did you avoid some of the more painful aspects? Did you hurry through things to just get to the change part? If so, you're not alone. There's nothing to beat yourself up over. Celebrate your willingness to be honest with yourself and revisit the areas in which you need to deepen your work before moving forward into phase 5. Second, as you begin this work, you might find that new problems, pain points, and insights emerge that leave you in a position to return to other phases. Remember, change isn't linear. You're not backsliding, you're amplifying and deepening. Make space for this and continue allowing for that flexible grace in your relentless pursuit of the work. Finally, and we'll repeat this throughout this phase, but this work is not a one and done process. You don't get a gold star for completing it faster. You won't be fixed once this is done. So make space for radical acceptance now in that you won't go through one module on assertive communication and then suddenly be the strongest and most balanced communicator on the planet. Growth and progression are contextual and iterative. You'll have to revisit these videos and skills. You may even have to seek out other tools on the topics to continue that learning and evolving. You may find that you're doing well until a new trigger or experience throws you off balance. Don't allow your shame to tunnel vision you to just get to the end and sell you on the idea that it's done and you should be good now. Celebrate how far you've come and continue to be invested in the process, not the outcome. Now with that, let's get started. Be sure you have your self-care practice in full swing and have set your intention for the work in this phase. And when you're ready, I will see you back here for Module 1.